1999. Yet another expansion team. The game. Baltimore Orioles 10, Tampa Bay Devil Rays 7. Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, 46,733 in attendance on Monday, April 5th, 1999. The weather, 50s and windy. Hall of Famers, Orioles third baseman Cal Ripken Jr., pitcher Mike Mussina, and second baseman Roberto Alomar. Plus, Orioles bench coach Eddie Murray, general manager Pat Gillick, and Devil Rays third baseman Wade Boggs. Game highlights. This marked the first opening day since 1983 in which Cal Ripken's streak of consecutive games played was irrelevant. The Iron Man quietly ended the string with a week left in the 1998 season. On this day, he left the game with back spasms in the third inning, a clear sign his body was starting to say, enough is enough. The Devil Rays began their second season by getting to Orioles ace Mike Mussina for 4 runs in his 5 innings of work, including a home run by newly signed free agent designated hitter Jose Canseco. Wade Boggs began the final season of his 18-year career with a pair of base hits. The 12-time All-Star would join the elite 3,000-hit club later in the season, punching his ticket to Cooperstown. The Baltimore bats and relievers made the most of the Orioles' otherwise inexperienced opponent with homers by Albert Bell and Brady Anderson en route to the win. The story. With construction now complete for the beautiful new football stadium, parking was more plentiful on the south side of Oriole Park for opening day 1999. The Baltimore Ravens had played their first game in PSI Net Stadium just a few months before. The city felt more complete with 2 big league facilities and teams to occupy them. The Ravens had filled a void in a city that had endured 12 years without an NFL team after the Colts moved to Indianapolis. This marked my 30th consecutive home opener somewhere, 24th in Baltimore, and 8th straight at Camden Yards. After a surge of civic pride while passing the Ravens Stadium, my feelings started to slide to jealousy as I entered Oriole Park. I saw opposing uniforms I'd never seen before and felt bitter and angry. I had nothing personal against the expansion Tampa Bay Devil Rays or any of their players. As they began their second season, the franchise simply represented the latest slap in the face to baseball fans in the nation's capital. In the 28 years since the Washington Senators were dragged off to Texas against my will, Major League Baseball saw fit to expand its roster of cities 3 times, adding 6 new teams. Each time, an ownership group from Washington or Northern Virginia, just a stone's throw across the Potomac River, submitted an impressive proposal. Each time, other cities got picked. In 1977, Canada was awarded its second team, with the Toronto Blue Jays joining the 1969 expansion Montreal Expos north of the border. The other new MLB city in 1977 was Seattle. The arrival of the Mariners filled a void created in 1970 when a Wisconsin car dealer bought the bankrupt Seattle Pilots, moved them to Milwaukee, and renamed them the Brewers. Bud Selig delivered for his hometown, filling a void created 5 years earlier when his beloved Braves moved to Atlanta. In 1993, Denver and Miami got teams as the Colorado Rockies and Florida, now Miami, Marlins joined the National League. 5 years later, Phoenix was awarded the Arizona Diamondbacks, while Florida got its second team of the decade, these Devil Rays. I had embraced other teams since the Washington Senators became the Texas Rangers in 1972. My loyalty moved to the Rangers for a time, then to the White Sox, and now to these Orioles. But the city of my birth still lacked a team. My void had yet to be filled. The states which had hosted baseball spring training for generations, Arizona and Florida, now had 3 teams combined, Canada had 2, and even Colorado had a team, while baseball had been restored in Seattle and Milwaukee. All the while, the supposed most powerful place in the world, America's capital city, lacked the great American pastime. Yes, I was jealous and angry. Our hopes had been dashed before, not just by being left at the expansion altar in 77, 93, and 97. Washington interests had agreements in place to buy and move the San Diego Padres in 1973 and Houston Astros in 1985, only to have the deals fall apart. Quote, teams and politicians played footsie with Washington often, using the city as leverage to better their own situations and obtain new ballparks, wrote retired Washington Post sports editor George Solomon, reflecting in October 2019 on the empty years of 1972 to 04, during the days leading up to Washington's first World Series appearance since 1933. The San Francisco Giants were freezing in Candlestick Park, the Chicago White Sox had wandering eyes, and the Cleveland Indians were dying in an 80,000-seat stadium. On March 9, 1995, Major League Baseball announced Tampa and Phoenix had beaten out Northern Virginia and Orlando and would begin play in 1998. In a morning-after rant, readers could appreciate the sarcasm and feel the frustration flowing from the fingers of Washington Post columnist and native Washingtonian Tom Boswell. So on this fine, bright-eyed morning in the hub of the free world, you probably think that Northern Virginia is next in line for an expansion team, don't you, Bunky? That's what Bud Selig and the Executive Expansion Subcommittee Council on the Long Range Hustle are whispering in everyone's ear. And you probably believe them. Don't bother. We're just a market. That's to say, a pawn. When it's the proper fiscal play to gobble us, we'll be swallowed. But don't hold your breath. For nearly a quarter century, Washington has been an invaluable tool to baseball for extortion. Why would the sport wish to find a less valuable role for us to play? Boswell continued, if the Devil Rays or Mana Rays or whatever Tampa Bay calls its new nine don't draw flies in their $138 million dungeon, then the first region you'll hear mentioned is Northern Virginia. I'm with you, Bods. Keep going. When the Senators played their final game in 1971, you couldn't have found one person on earth who would have believed Toronto, Seattle, Miami, Denver, Phoenix, and Tampa Bay would all get expansion teams before the nation's capital. They've put a team in the middle of the desert. They've put a team in the Rocky Mountains where there are more bears within a 200-mile radius than humans. They've put two teams in Florida and a second team in another country since the Senators existed. Why, they've even put a second team in the state of Washington after the pathetic Pilots left. Since we had a ball club here in the real Washington. Washington's baseball team left RFK Stadium following the 1971 season. Its football team moved to a new stadium in suburban Maryland in 1997. And yet, RFK had not been torn down. Although empty, it still stood, like so many other opening day images, as perhaps a beacon of hope for D.C. baseball fans growing tired of the drive to Baltimore. For the box score, play-by-play, and more, visit openingday5050.com.